I need my spoffle, which is in my pocket. So I've turned my GPS location off, and I am in London, and I'm just really relaxed. It's a bit unusual to be in London and not be frantically worried about trains and places and where am I going and how to get to where and this, that and the other, which I always get with the city. Whenever I come to London, it's always sort of, I'm going here, I'm doing this, I'm getting the train, I'm going home. But tonight, it's been nice. I've been here a few hours at Rupert's. It's really nice of him, to put me up. And it's weird. We were just discussing, good night. We were just discussing the fact that we've known each other for 2 or 3 years. And remotely via video blogging. Hello. Remotely via video blogging. And when I actually met him for the first time in the flesh, it was briefly, and then we went to Brighton, and then he went over to Canada, and it was sort of like really disjointed social friendship based on this ephemeral content that we've watched via our internet connection. It's just weird. I've turned the GPS off, by the way, because just so that nobody knows where it is.
Oh, okay.
I've turned that off.
That's all right. I think anybody who wants to find me can find. I've been indiscreet enough already. My whole neighbourhood is thoroughly documented already.
But it seems that it almost seems like in this world, this space, time pretty much stands still. We all get a little bit fatter, and we all produce a little bit more media. It's just very strange to watch Rupert and his 4-year-old. Seems like yesterday that was here. So super duper excited. I can't even tell you. My eyeballs are sort of like tingling with excitement. Eyeballs? Don't know why I said eyeballs, but there you go. Hopefully having a glass or two of wine tonight. Something nice to eat. Probably seeing Donna later on. I have my itinerary for the next couple of days. Helsinki tomorrow. I want to tell you the second leg of the trip, but I'm going to keep that hush-hush until I fly out of Helsinki, and then I'll tell you about it. But it's all going to be pretty epic, and I'm really excited about using my new kit, my new field recorder and a mic in the field. And I'm just super stoked that Nokia and One World even considered me for it, because it's just really nice to have that validation, you know. And I'm relaxed in London. Weird feeling. Hope you're cool wherever you are, and hope life's treating you well, and just find the goodness in the small things, you know. It's gonna be a good night. It's gonna be a good couple of days. It's gonna be tiring at some stages, but it's gonna be fun. So yeah, rock on.